The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. It is Saturday. It is a day before Easter Sunday. I know a lot of people celebrate Easter, and I'm not here to dispute that or get into some kind of a debate about Easter. But a lot of people is going to celebrate the resurrection aspect of Easter or of the story of Jesus and what it means. So today I want to bring some good news. And we normally don't come on here on the weekends. You guys know that usually we do Monday through Friday or whatnot. But being that tomorrow, I know a lot of people is going to be with your own personal families. There's some bad storms coming in. I thought I would take about 15 minutes today, maybe even less. This might be a miracle today, and we go really short and not long today. But there was a story that came out. Everybody, the whole focus right now in the entire nation is on the coronavirus. So being that it's Resurrection Weekend, I thought it would be appropriate to look for a resurrection story in the midst of all the gloom, the doom, and the bad news and the negativity. And I found one, and it was from a man by the name of Clay Bentley from Georgia. And instead of me sitting here telling the story, I am going to share this with you today. I want you to hear this man's testimony. This is from the 700 Club. We're going to show you a video, and I want you to hear this. What I want to show you is, even in the midst of the darkest hour, in the midst of your lowest valley, in the midst of your darkest time, God is always there. He's always speaking. He's always in the midst. Even when we're walking through the shadow of the valley of the valley of the shadow of death, he is there, he's with us, and he will see us through this. And this is just one of many stories that I want to show you.
I never thought that he was going to take me out.
Looking back, 59-year-old Clay Bentley says he's pretty sure how he got sick.
March the 1st of this year, I was singing in a choir. That's where I got it. That's where I contracted it at, is in church. They were at least 45 to 50 people in that church, in that one meeting, that caught the coronavirus. There's already been at least two pass away.
Clay says hours after that Sunday service, he started having shortness of breath. Monday, he went from urgent care straight to the emergency room. Doctors initially diagnosed him with walking pneumonia, gave him an antibiotic, and sent him home. By Friday, things were worse, so Clay returned to the hospital and was admitted with double pneumonia. That day, doctors gave him a coronavirus test that came back positive. As the fluid in his lungs increased, reports didn't sound good.
The doctors came in and said, you're not getting better. You know, as a matter of fact, you're in worse shape today than you were when you came in the hospital. I heard the Spirit of God telling me at the same time, no, you're getting better. You're getting better.
He chose to believe the Lord's report, and so did his wife.
I was saying out loud constantly verses in word and in music and things that were the word of God coming up for his life, for my standing. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind.
Yes.
Then Clay says something happened around 3 o'clock in the morning.
I felt the Lord. I felt his presence. I felt him blow breath into my lungs. I took a deep breath, and I knew it was the Lord blowing in my lungs. And when he blew in my lungs, I took a deep breath, and it's like it all cleared out. So they checked me, and they said, wait a minute. We came here yesterday, and you was in worse shape than you've been since you've been in the hospital. And we come in here this morning, and you ain't got hardly no fluid in your lungs at all.
2 days later, he was released and sent home.
Jesus is still in the healing business. His word in your mouth will move mountains.
Here's an interesting detail. Clay's wife lost her mother on March 17th, and the enemy tried to tell her that she would lose her husband on that same day. But on that day, March 17th, Clay came home from the hospital.
Basically, this man who the doctors were giving him a death sentence and saying that he was getting worse, but the Spirit of God spoke to him and said, no, you're getting better. So he had to make a decision on what voice to hear and what voice to listen to. He could either listen to what the doctors were telling him and what the so-called experts were telling him, or he had to choose to listen to the voice of the Lord. And he chose to hear and listen to the voice of the Lord. So as a result of that, he began to get better and better and better. And eventually he pulled completely out of it. And he's well, he's back on his feet, he's back home, he's fully recovered. And I remember this story circulated all over, not just on Christian media, but it also circulated on even on CNN. This story was even on CNN. I wanted to share that story today because, again, a lot of the mainstream media will not focus on that. They will not focus on it. Notice what he said. He said, there is power. This is what Clay Bentley said from Georgia. There is power in your mouth to move mountains. And he said, what do you believe? Whose report shall you believe? So I just want to encourage you today, guys. I know, again, we're not going to be on here very long today, but that's what the resurrection story. You listen, I know everybody here knows the resurrection story. We know the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And because he rose again on the third day, he kicked the bottom out of the grave. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father, forever making intercession for us. That is our blessed hope. That is why we have the hope that we have. And we understand that. Most of you get that. That's an elementary principle of our faith. But when we can apply this resurrection factor, most of us all of us have never seen Jesus rise from the dead. We've never seen him in the flesh. We believe, the Bible says, blessed are you who, though you've never seen, you believe, in whom you believe. But I'm telling you, there's resurrection stories that are surfacing every single day in everyday life, all throughout our lives. Are we looking for, are we so narrow-minded and so focused on the negative, focused on the death, the despair, the negativity, the what could be, the what should be, and what ought to be, and the report of man? Or is our focus on, you know what? It looked bad for Jesus. They scourged him. They ridiculed him. They laughed at him. They mocked him. They struck him with rods. They ripped out his beard. He was unrecognizable. They spat on him. They tore his garments off. They cast him for lots. They did all these things. The people abandoned him. They left him, and he was naked on the cross. And even when people were shouting at him, if you be the Son of God, why don't you come down from the cross? He was experiencing all of this. But yet we call that Good Friday, or the time frame before the crucifixion. And in the natural, why in the world would we call that a Good Friday? Why would we call it good that on a day in which had so much darkness and despair and gloom? The answer is what the Lord said about the crucifixion. He said, the Bible says, the word of the Lord says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. I'm going to say it again. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Now, the joy that was set before him, are you kidding me? I mean, are we reading the same story here? Are we reading the crucifixion story? Because when I read the crucifixion story, there wasn't no joy about what he went through. But don't miss this. What he was speaking of here is Jesus was looking beyond the temporal pain, the temporal persecution, the temporal temptation, the temporal trial. He was looking beyond the moment. And he was looking prophetically in the future. And he was looking beyond the crucifixion, beyond the grave. And he was looking at a glorious bride. It would be birth from what he was about to endure. So he knew this. He knew who he was. He knew what his purpose was. And he knew what he was going to have to endure. And he said, what does that got to do with me? And what does it have to do with Clay Bentley from Georgia that survived the coronavirus? The answer is, obviously, when you hear the words out of Clay Bentley's mouth, this man knew the word of God. He understood it. He comprehended it. And he released that word, not when he was on the mountain, not when it was good, not when everything was glorious. He was releasing his faith. He was releasing his hope. He was holding to that resurrection story and hope when he was in the midst of the valley, in the midst of the dark hour, in the midst of his situation in the hospital bed, when the doctors were writing him off, when the devil was whispering in his ear in the midnight hour, telling him he wasn't going to make it, he wasn't going to survive. The odds were stacked against him, but the Lord was on his side saying, if I got up, you can get up. I've called you to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord our God. I called you to call those things that be not as though they were. Is that not what the man said? He said, you got to speak to your mountain. He said, I chose to believe the report of the Lord. And I know many people, you weren't able to hear at the beginning of that interview. And we're working on this, guys. I've got to learn how to tweak all this and learn this new technology. And once we get this up and going, it'll be good. But at the beginning of this interview, he said, the devil tried to take me out. That's what he said on the 700 Club. The devil tried to take me out, but he couldn't. So I believe there are spiritual forces at work behind the scenes. I don't think it's a coincidence. Call me crazy, super spiritual, or religious fanatic, whatever you want to call me. But I don't think it's a coincidence that tomorrow there's a forecast of dangerous weather, tornadoes, large hail, severe storms. All this is coming on a day. I know we could sit here and argue for 30 minutes about Easter and resurrection, and we don't celebrate Easter, and it's pagan, and it's this. But the bottom line is that most Christians are not looking at the fact that it's Easter. They're gathering together in remembrance and commemoration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There was a mayor out of Louisville, Kentucky, that tried to shut down drive-in churches and tell them they were not going to be able to participate in Easter service, even though they would be in their cars and their windows would be rolled up. And it's no different than what you see every day when you go to Walmart or you go to Lowe's or you go to Home Depot or you go to Costco or Sam's or Meijer or any kind of department store where there's about 1,000 people sitting in their car at any given day and there's people coming in and out of their vehicles. No one loses their minds over that. No one loses their minds over people going to liquor stores and going over here and going over there. But you want some Christians to get together and sit in a parking lot in their cars with their windows rolled up while a preacher's preaching and they're tuning into the radio and they can hear the gospel, but they just want to come together. They're not saying they want to go into the service. They're not trying to gather together. They're trying to keep everybody safe and they're trying to go by CDC guidelines. They just want to gather together even more so as the day approaches. But now we've got spiritual forces behind the scenes that are saying, no, you're not going to do that. But listen, I've got good news today. And I've always told you the enemy will make the first move, but God will have the last word. And we just broke the report today that a federal judge has stepped in and rebuked this mayor out of Louisville, Kentucky, and said, you overstepped your boundaries. You overstepped this. This is unconstitutional, and this is an attack against Easter itself. So now the church that filed the lawsuit. And by the way, I know the pastor of the church. I'm friends with him. I know the church in Louisville, Kentucky, that filed the lawsuit against the mayor. This is a victory for them. Again, in case before you get all worked up and get your feathers ruffled against me, I just want to tell you, I agree that we right now it is a health, a medical emergency, and health issue to gather physically in a building. I get that. But that's not what this was about. This was about being in your vehicles. And this crossed the line. And even a federal judge, thank God, has recognized this. So what am I talking about today? I'm talking about we're starting to see the silver lining. We're starting to see the good news. We're starting to see resurrection stories coming alive. And I believe, listen, I know the forecasters are saying that we're in another recession and we're going into a Great Depression and we're going to go into major food collapse and we're going to have famine. And we're not going to pull out of this thing. We're never going to recover. Listen, the devil is a liar. I choose to believe that the Lord is going to show up, show out. Why? Because I believe there's a remnant in your city and in my city that still believe in the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only is our Lord Savior and Messiah, but the last time I checked, he was Jehovah Jireh as well, our provider. He's also Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer, as Mr. Bentley just stated in his testimony from Georgia. So listen, I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know how dark it is, how grim it is. I don't know what you've been focused on, the news, the mainstream media, the report, the doctors, what they said, the banks, what they say, the economic reports, all this stuff, gloom, doom, despair, darkness. All of it. We've got to choose to believe the report of the Lord. So on this resurrection weekend, I want to encourage you today to believe the report of the Lord. Some of you've got family members that are sick right now and they've got this thing. Some of you have lost your job and you've shed tears because you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. You don't know how you're going to put food on the table. You don't even know when your stimulus check's going to come. You don't even know if you're going to get a check. You don't even know if you're going to get your job back. You don't even know if your business is going to reopen. Listen, my friends, your business was never your source. The government was never your source. The stimulus check was never your source. Your source is the God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The silver and gold is his. The earth and the fullness thereof is his. God Almighty is your source. He's never not provided for the birds of the air. And he says, how much more shall I not provide for you, oh, ye of little faith? So I come by today. I don't know who this is for, but I wanted to encourage you today with a good message of hope on this resurrection weekend, that we serve a God who can resurrect whatever you're facing can be turned around in 24 hours. Listen, 72 hours, what looked like gloom, doom, and despair, in 72 hours, it was completely turned around. The tomb, the rock was rolled away. And the Bible says if the princes of this world had known they would have that they crucified the Lord of glory, they would have not crucified him and put him to death. So you know what that tells me, friends? That the enemy is limited in what he knows about our situation. The enemy tries to counter and attack against the limited knowledge and understanding and information that he has to work with. But we serve a God who keeps things and mysteries veiled from him. Why? Because this is for somebody today. I want to encourage you today. Right when the enemy thinks he's got you, right when he thinks that you're going to throw in the towel, right when he thinks you're going to give up and you're going to go under, Watch God step into that situation. Watch our resurrected Messiah. We don't serve a dead God. We don't serve a dead Messiah. We don't serve a Messiah that's still in a manger. We serve a resurrected King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He that which was, which is, and which is again, the Alpha and the Omega, the God who was then is the God who is now, the same God that had the power to kick the bottom out of the grave has the power to pull you out of whatever you're facing and whatever you're in right now. Listen, if God spoke to a prophet in the book of Ezekiel and he said, you have the power and the authority to speak to dead, dry bones that they could resurrect, how much more, my friends, do you and I have the power to speak to our mountains, just like Mr. Bentley said here from Georgia, that we could call those things that are not as though they were, and we stand on the authority of the resurrected word of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God bless you guys. I hope this has been an encouraging word today for you. Again, have a great weekend. Have a great resurrection weekend as we celebrate together. Even though we may not be able to gather together physically, we are unified spiritually. We're unified in one mind and one accord, and we're celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we want to say God bless you. We're going to sign off for today. And guys, we will see you again coming next week with new podcasts and new messages. God bless you.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.